I look high, I look low, I look in everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
This is a story about technology. No, it has nothing to do with computers, the internet, or artificial intelligence. Instead, it's about technologies that drastically changed the world in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. I'm at the 35th annual BlackBerry Farm and Antique Association show. Now, BlackBerry is an unincorporated town located a few miles east of Grand Rapids on U.S. Highway 2. And today, there are hundreds of people gathered to see an amazing array of antique equipment, both on display and at work. There are giant steam tractors the size of locomotive engines, providing power for thrashing and sawmilling operations. An immense steam power plant thumping away. And one of the things that particularly fascinated me was what looked like a family operation making wooden barrels. Now there's also smaller, quieter demonstrations of horse-drawn farming equipment, and that's where I found an old friend.
My name's Ed Nelson, and I'm on the board of the North Central Minnesota Farm and Antique Association, otherwise known as BlackBerry.
And what's happening here today?
Well, today is the annual show. It's the 35th annual show that folks get together from quite a region. I'm from Hibbing. There's folks from Bemidji. We're all here together to put on a show that brings back a little bit of the past, some of the technology, some of the things that were used by our ancestors in farming and agriculture and rural life. So it's kind of a celebration of a lot of things, but heritage and community.
Some people think of this equipment and things as being a simpler time, but on the other hand, you gotta know how to fix everything, isn't that right? I see a lot of fixing going on.
Absolutely. If you look at the history of these machines, the vintage machines that we're using, most of them were invented by some farmer or mechanic and handyman in time of need. How to make things easier, and that's what technology is all about. You find a way to do things faster and better and easier to speed up your production. So there's a lot of ingenuity without a lot of electronics, and today's technology is much different. This is mechanical, and things have to work together in the right timing and stuff. So.
And I know, too, for you, this isn't just a show. This is sort of how you do some farming, too, isn't it?
That's right. I have Mr. Ed's farm, and I try to do a lot of my farm work with horses. I grew up on a farm where my dad had horses, my uncles had horses, and I came along about that time where I was old enough as a teenager to watch and enjoy, and when I grew up, that's what I wanted to be, and that's what I'm living the life. So, well, I think when you come out and watch and see all the demonstrations, we've got the sawmill, we got the planer, we got the barrel maker, we got the blacksmith, we got the one-room school, the Sears house, the steamers are steaming away. Stop and ask questions and look and see what's happening, because these folks here, all volunteers, have brought this stuff back to life and, you know, spend 363 days of the year thinking about fixing it up for a two-day show. So there's a lot that goes into this. And thrashing time was always kind of special because the steamer would move from farm to farm, the neighbors would be coming along with their horses and teams and helping each other out. And at noon, they'd take a break. And the ladies, whoever was the host for that farm, coordinate and start bringing the food out. And the steamers would shut down, the threshers would sit down, and all the people that were working would gather together and eat fried chicken and sweet corn and potatoes and sandwiches. And it really became, you know, part of the rural community. Times have changed. Farmers got a lot more independent. There's a lot bigger machinery. One person can do what 100 did before. So this is a couple of days where you can really see people come together and do it, and it's a labor of love. So that's why I like bringing my horses here, and we're working right now and getting the grain binder going, and I've got one at home, so kind of watching, and you know, there's little things, that little tricks. So as the world goes around, we lose some of the old timers, so we need to pass that on to the younger generation so we can keep stuff like this going. So.
Terrific. I know you got some stuff going on out at the farm too coming up here pretty quick, don't you?
Oh yeah, we've got our 8th annual Draft Horse Field Day at Mr. Ed's farm. This year it's going to be on September 14th. It's a Saturday, runs from 10 to 4. Last year we had 20-some horses out there working, and I expect we're going to have at least that many this year. And the farm will be open. Folks can come and visit the animals, and the local community is serving some food. So we hope that the weather is as beautiful as today. But it's a fun time, and we get together, and I hope that folks can come out and join us.
As I sat and watched the demonstrations of what seems old or even quaint but fascinating technology, I thought about the fact that what I was watching was once quite revolutionary, part of a technological explosion that drastically altered lives of individuals and the society in general. It was praised by some as a miracle, a giant leap forward into a new age, and feared by others who saw technology disrupting their way of life. It makes me wonder about what people will think about 100 years from now when they see a quaint demonstration of our primitive 21st century technology.
Welcome to cyberspace, I'm lost in the fog. Everything's digital, I'm still analog. When something goes...
For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.
Smart ass has to show me what to do.